Moving on, it's official. The Czech Republic's footballers won't be going to next year's World Cup in South Africa. With Slovenia, as expected, beating San Marino, the result of the Czechs' final qualifier against Northern Ireland in Prague on Wednesday night became irrelevant. In any case, a poor game ended nil-all. It was the last match in charge for coach Ivan Hašek and the last appearance for left-back Marek Jankulovski, who retires with 78 caps. Given the fact their group looked relatively easy, where did it all go wrong for the Czech Republic? That's a question I put to goalkeeper Petr Cech.
On the paper, it's been the weakest group we had since last three qualifications. But I think we didn't start the qualification well. We drew at Northern Ireland, then when we lost to Poland, and then we had a spell of 2-3 games we didn't play well, and another draw in Slovenia. I think it was too costly for us, and we dropped too many points at the beginning, and then last four games we did our best and we were chasing the results, but it was too late. So I think, you know, having made three draws in one qualification four draws is too much, and in the system where you have 3 points for the victory, it's better to win twice and to lose twice than have four draws, and we had, as I said, we had too many draws.
What are the main tasks facing the new Czech coach?
I think the new qualification is going to be a new task for everyone, and going back to our top, it will be the main task. And I think in the situation the Czech football is after the changing of directors, we need to get back to the winning ways, and we need, I think, the new directors. They will need a success to build on it, and I think we need to get back going to the European Championships in Ukraine and in Poland, and we'll see. But the Czech coach will find a good team with a good attitude, and I hope that we won't have too many changes, because I think we still have quality in the group. Of course, Marek Jankulovski will retire, but he's the only one. So I think there is plenty of players we can build on.
And did Marek Jankulovski say anything to you players tonight after his last game, or did you guys say anything to him?
Yeah, we think he thanked to everyone for the beautiful 10 years he spent with the national team, and of course it's always the sad moment, because he's one of the best players we had, you know, playing for AC Milan and 10 years for the national team. He was one of the greatest players we had. So it's always a sad moment when you have someone saying goodbye, but you know, it's like that, and we wish him well.
Petr Cech speaking after Wednesday night's game against Northern Ireland.